Sukkah Perk Beis Mishnah Gimel. Ha'oisa sukkasa b'roish ha'agala o b'roish ha'svin. If a person makes a sukkah on top of his wagon or on top of his boat, so they're both moving, k'shera, both of these cases are kosher, va'ilon b'yantif. And the only reason we have to say that you're allowed to go into it on yantif, because that's kind of obvious, is because we're going to have new cases in the Sefer of the Mishnah where we're going to see that you can't go into it. Now, l'maisa, the first saw brings it on a boat. You can't even enter a boat on yantif for other reasons, or Shabbos. And because over here there's a tzarech mitzvah, he brings down a magen avram that's why it's mutter. Now, when we say that a person is allowed to go on a boat, even if it's very windy, because the wind on the sea is very, very strong, even if the wind on the sea, a normal wind on the sea, would knock over the sukkah, the ruach mitzuya that we always talk about by a sukkah is ruach mitzuya by land. So as long as this sukkah, if it would be on land, it wouldn't be blown away by ruach mitzuya, then if that's the case, even if the sukkah is on a boat, and a ruach mitzuya of the sea would knock it down, as long as a ruach mitzuya of the land wouldn't knock it down off of that boat, that's also okay. So even to have it at the sea, it could even fall down from a regular wind at the sea. It's just that it has to be strong enough to last by the wind by land. B'roish ha'ilan or b'roish ha'gamal, if it's put on top of a tree or on top of a camel or any animal, k'sheira, it's kosher, which means the Rav says only on cholamoid, ve'ein olan l'biyantiv, but you can't go it on yantiv, because as a gzer, we're not allowed to ride animals on yantif, and we're also not allowed to climb trees on yantif, or lean against trees on yantif, because we're afraid, in both of these cases, also riding an animal, the fear is that you may come and cut branches off of a tree. And when we say that the sukkah itself is on top of a tree, we mean that the floor of the sukkah is resting on a tree. And there should be a picture below. What if you made two walls that were resting on the tree, and then you have one wall that's made by man, or two walls that were made by man and one wall that's being supported by a tree. It's kosher, but you can't go up onto the sukkah yantif because you're still lamaisa resting on the tree. The Rav says the litmus test would be is if you'd move this tree away, would the floor of the sukkah collapse? So even in this case where two walls were made by man and one wall was made under the tree, since there's only two walls that are being supported, it seems that if you take away the tree, the two walls would fall, and the schach also would fall apart. However, shalosh b'dayad v'achas b'ilon, but the Mishnah says if you would have three of the walls that were made by man, and one of them was supported by a tree, k'sheira v'oilon lo b'yantif, it would be kashen. You can also go on it on yantif, because you're not being considered mishtamish the ilon, because if you would take away the ilon, it would still be standing, and the schach would also still be standing. Zeh ha'klal. This is the klal, kol shenitala ilan v'yecholam and b'fnei atzma k'shera, any case where you could take away the tree and the sukkah can stand by itself, it's kosher v'oilan lo b'yantif. And here's the key, and you can also go up on an yantif. Taisyantif says, brings the Ran, that this is also coming to include if, let's say, you have two walls that are parallel to each other and the schach can be resting on them. So in this case, because they're on two different sides and they're parallel, even if the other two walls was being supported by the tree, this still would be kosher. Because if I would take away the tree, everything else would still be standing. And that's what this kol is coming to include, that even a case where you had two of them made by man, and only two of them made by man, this could be a case as long as if they're opposite each other, then you can also go on it on yantif. All these cases, by the way, are kosher. It's just the shailas is, are you considered being mishtamish with an ilan on Shabbos or yantif? That's the whole shaila here.